We're learning the laws of Hilchos Beis Hakneses, the laws of sanctity in a synagogue. It's brought down the Ein Mechashvin Bahem Cheshbonos El Imkein Hem Shel Mitzvah. A person should not be engaged in business thoughts unless they are somehow connected to the performance of a mitzvah. For example, Kupushal Sadaka, Pinyin Shibuyin, redeeming captives, as well as the giving of charity, that certainly is permissible in a shul. Vein mas pidin bahen, a person should not permit a hesped, a eulogy, to be performed in a Beis Hakneses. El im ken yeheh hesped l'echem yigdolei ha'ir, unless this was someone who was a prominent individual, shekol b'nei ha'ir miskapsen uboin l'hasidah, because of such a prominent individual, so many people are going to attend, and it's permissible to have a hesped, such a eulogy, in a synagogue. Then the Mechaber says, which we'll be spending the rest of the time focusing on, v'im sarach l'chanes bohem l'tzarko. Let's say the reason you're entering into a shul is not to daven or to learn, but rather for some other need. For example, l'ikrol adam. Let's say someone has a phone call, which happens very often in yeshiva, and you have to go get them in the Beit Medrash or in the Beis Hakneses, and the question is, should you walk into the shul and get them? Well, they have a phone call. Of course you should. But the problem is, just to walk in and to walk out is also not appropriate. Therefore, he says like this. This is what you should do. Yikanes v'yikra ma'at. You should enter. Sit down for a moment. O yomer davar shemua v'achar kach yikra'ena. Learn something. Could be a small amount. And then you can call your friend. Kadesh l'yehei nir k'ilu nichnatz l'sarko. Therefore, by doing so, it shows that the reason why you're going is not necessarily just for your needs or for friends' needs, but rather you're going in for davening or for learning purposes. Let's say a person does not have Torah knowledge, or they don't have a sefer, that they don't have the ability to read anything from. If there's someone there, you should ask them, could you read, tell me a pasuk, and that would be sufficient by you hearing it. Or you don't even have to say anything. Just sit down for a moment and then you can leave. So the question is, why is that beneficial? Just sitting in shul is not really a mitzvah. It's not true. Sheyeshiva bahem mitzvah. Sitting in a shul and doing absolutely nothing, of course, not during davening, just sitting down, is still considered a mitzvah. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, we said in the beginning of Mincha, Ashrei Yoshvei V'Sefa. Praise are those who just are sitting in the shul. That is enough that you can sit down for a moment and then call your friend. V'shir HaYeshiva K'nei Hiluch Shnei P'sachim. It's the physical amount of space of two doors side by side. The amount of time it takes to walk from one to the next, which is literally just a couple of seconds, that's the amount of time that one should wait before calling their friend. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says that you should learn, read something, and then afterwards call them. Ratzalom, that is to say, Avalo yaktim hakriya mikodim shomer eza devar Torah. You can say, well, the guy has a long-distance phone call, or maybe, you know, I just have to get my friend, so let me do that first, then I'll learn. No, it cannot be in that order. First you have to do the learning, or the reciting of psukim, and only afterwards calling your friend. Diyehe nira, because otherwise it'll give the appearance, diyemiris hadavar Torah hu rak tafel, that the reason why you're saying learning Torah, it really comes only secondary. It's not as significant, it's not as important. Therefore, you have to show what is the ikar, is Torah mitzvos, and therefore one should first do the learning, and then only afterwards call the friend. Now, it's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos, continuing on this line of thought, which is really based on the idea of not just entering into a shul, but it's also making the shul into what's called a kapandria, a shortcut, that going from one door to the next, cutting right through, because it's so much easier than having to walk all the way around the entire building. That is also prohibited, because you're not going into that shul to daven and to learn, but rather to make it as a shortcut. That shows a lack of sanctity of Kedusha for the Beit HaKnesses. So the Piskei Tshuvos explaining this heter of going into a shul to get someone is precisely for that reason. The Kama Mahaposkim Cholkim Al Kviya Zu Hater Kapandri Al Yidei Sheyia Ma'at or Mir's Pasuk, that there's some are very strict, that even by you saying a pasuk or sitting down, that they hold it's the only way way we'll allow this is because you need to get someone. However, im kedei lichlof vul avar b'meisach neses kedei l'katzer darko, if you just want to cut right through and say, oh, I can't make a kapandria, so I'm going to sit down or I'm going to say one pasuk, ein hefter afil b'amiris pasuk, that doesn't help. The saying of a pasuk or sitting down does not help. You're not allowed to make a kapandria according to many of the poskim. But the hefter is only so you can get someone. That's when we allow you to do so. But just to cut right through a shul, that you're not allowed to do. But kol shekein, im osa zos bekviyas, certainly not someone who does this continuously. The hetter, the sheim ak, the amir's pasuk, will ne'emar elab osa mekroi v'lo b'derech kviyas. This is only something which happens occasionally, not that someone does this all the time, which we would never permit. That's brought down also in the Bir Halacha with regard to the idea of a kapandria. What about if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, you're cutting through to perform a mitzvah. So according to the Prima Gadim, he quotes, Ekshar Dishar, it's possible that that's permissible. However, according to the words of the Rambam, he says it's not so. The Rambam is not lenient in this matter. Umistabra, and it's logical, says the Bir Halacha, the Asur, that one is not allowed to make a kapandria, a shortcut through a shul, even for the performance of a mitzvah. However, even though you want to go to another shul, you can imagine you're cutting, going right through one shul to get to another shul, that's also not allowed. Unless, im ein basharasul hagil dvar mitzvah, il im kin yasu esachas kapandria efshul ahatir. That if what you're doing by making the shortcut is the only way that you can perform a mitzvah, but if you cannot perform a mitzvah by cutting through, you're going to end up losing that opportunity, then it's possible that it's permissible. And it's also brought down here, for example, if you're going to lose the opportunity of davening with a tzibur, or maybe you'll miss Sos Zman Kriya Shema, then those are also reasons why a kapandria could be allowed.
What about going through one part of the shul to get to another part in the same shul? For example, a very practical Shabbos morning, a lot of people go through this doorway here to go to the Shabbos morning meeting in the lunchroom. So you go through this base medrash, through this shul, to get to the other part of the shul.
That's probably the exact example that we just said. That's what it sounds like. And that's the question, is that considered a kapandria? If it's impossible to do it any other way, assuming that the door is unlocked, that's the question. But it may not, again, this is only according to some poskim that are machmir, that by making kapandria, even saying a pasuk, but some are machmir, some allow it, and it's permissible. It doesn't make a difference. He also brings down whether it's a shul, it could be also cutting through other areas such as the Ezra's Nashim. Of course, that's also considered part of the Besach Nesses. I want to conclude with one other point because of the time. It says that even times in which it is mutter, ein roi lasos kein, it's always best if we can in any possible way to avoid it, then one should do so. And he says this is the reason, as it's brought down in toward the end of Masechtas Megillah, a story of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, that he said all the great things that he did in his lifetime, and he said, quote, Miyamai in all my days, lo asisi kapandria l'beisach neses. I never made a shul into a shortcut. And the question that the Mepharshim asks is, if it's a halacha, which we just read in Shulchan Aruch, you're not acting like such a big shot because you're saying, I keep the mitzvos. That's something which everyone's supposed to do anyway. And therefore, what does he mean? It means, even in the situation where it's permissible to make a kapandria, nonetheless, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was machbid not to do so. And it's brought down in the Ritva, actually the Gemara continues and says, what is the schar, the reward for a person who does not make a shul into a shortcut? That you will merit in length of days. And it's logical, because you would think, why am I making a shortcut? Is because, look at the time, I have to go quickly. And therefore, Hashem says, if you do not make the shul into a kapandria, your reward will be, don't worry about the time, I'll make sure that you'll have an extension of time. Homiletically speaking, some also take this idea of a kapandria and borrow it, not necessarily only to a Besach Neses, but of miyamai lo asisi kapandria means, in all of my days, I never took any shortcuts. Everything that I did, as we know, if a person takes shortcuts, very often you fall flat on your face. And therefore, that's how some explain the reason why you're zocha to arichas yomim. If a person doesn't take shortcuts, but you do things the proper way, you will see success in your efforts.